Liberty Roundtable Radio with Sam Bushman.
Wallace Nuttall, as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Homeland Security does not have operational control over the entire southern border. That testimony from U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz at a congressional hearing the other day in McAllen, Texas, flies in the face of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas' insistence that the border is secure. Ortiz also telling Oklahoma GOP Congressman Josh Brickeen that a wall would have gone a long way to securing the border.
Under prior administration, we had 200-plus wall that was appropriated, and the President of the United States, President Biden, by executive order, shut that down. Do you disagree with his decision to shut down the construction?
Yes, sir.
Democrats boycotted the hearing, calling it a political stunt. Republican Mark Green says the only stunt is the Democrats' boycott. The Pentagon has released video of a Russian aircraft pouring fuel on a U.S. Air Force surveillance drone and clipping the drone's propeller in international airspace over the Black Sea. A hostile action forced the drone to crash, and Russia is now trying to recover the remains. The arguments have been presented. Now it's up to a Texas federal judge to decide whether to overturn FDA approval of a widely used abortion drug. Correspondent Sean Murphy says Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys argued for rescinding the approval.
They argue that the FDA should withdraw its approval of this drug because the approval process was flawed and that the drug is more dangerous than the FDA has indicated.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testifies at a Senate Finance Committee hearing today, looking to reassure lawmakers and the nation that the U.S. banking system remains sound. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures are mixed. Right now, the Dow futures down 127 points. NASDAQ futures up 37. S&P futures 3 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself, because once I called Trinity, they took care of me and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Or 45 Bible.
For the first time in 12 years, South Korea and Japan's leaders are meeting in Tokyo. The meeting comes as North Korea continues to fire off more missiles.
North Korea has now launched 4 missiles in a week, each more aggressive than the last. The missile we saw today was an intercontinental ballistic missile. So these are the missiles that are capable of reaching all the way to the U.S. mainland. And really, North Korea is showing the U.S. and South Korea and Japan that it is becoming more of a threat. And South Korea and Japan are seeing the benefits that they can have if they start to share their intelligence and their militaries work together on this. And we've just heard from the press conference that the two sides have agreed to restart security talks shortly.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie in Seoul. Poland's president says his country plans to give Ukraine a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets. Poland, the first NATO member nation to fulfill Ukraine's request for aircraft. News and analysis, townhall.com. Texas officials are taking over Houston's nearly 200,000 student school district.
The decision by the state to intervene follows allegations of misconduct by school trustees and chronically low academic scores at one of the nearly 50 high schools in the nation's eighth largest district. The decision has angered Democrats who call the move political. Other big cities, including Philadelphia, New Orleans, and Detroit in recent decades, have gone through such state takeovers. Such drastic measures are generally viewed as last resorts for underperforming schools. John Scott reporting.
Shares of banking giant Credit Suisse have soared 30% after it announced it will move to shore up its finances by borrowing up to almost $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. And watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the NASDAQ futures up 37 points, S&P futures down 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and our goal always to use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, found in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our blueprint for liberty. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration. Our goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so on your radio. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We get attacked relentlessly, but we care not. We stand for the sacred cause, no matter the cost. That is who we are. That is what we do. We bring items of interest to your attention. We focus on news the networks refuse to use. Even if we talk about the same story as the mainstream press, our take is so different. We put the founding father-esque viewpoints, the constitutional, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the scriptures, the Bible, and more viewpoints to the table. Yeah. All the reference points we talk about relate to those things. We want to restore the republic peacefully, and we can do it using the checks and balances. We, the people, are in charge. Remember, government derives its just power from the consent of the governed. That's us. Welcome to the broadcast. Yesterday, I had on James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. He was on with me for 2 hours. We talked about Ventura County and Santa Barbara counties melting down. They've got a big, what do you want to call this thing? What do they call it? I'm trying to think of the name of this thing now. They call it an atmospheric river. I guess that's a river in the sky, right? You've heard of ghostwriters in the sky. This is a little different. This is rivers in the sky. But it's raining cats and dogs down there, and there's flooding everywhere, and there's evacuation orders, and it's just crazy. Well, I grew up in Ventura County. I grew up down there. I lived in Camarillo and Ventura and Thousand Oaks and all over the place down there. So I know it well. It's a great place. But, man, they're in trouble because they had a bunch of wildfires, burned off all the brush, raw dirt, raw earth, if you will. And then it rained on that raw earth. And now they've got mudslides. And, I mean, it is a disaster. Our prayers are with the folks down there. But remember, we put everything in the God, family, country context, right? I mentioned that the reason they're having all these troubles is because we've turned our back on God as a country. I'm not saying the person that lives in Ventura County, California, is more of a wicked person than anybody else. I'm just saying we as a nation are not a godly people. And as a result, God uses the weather to remind us of the ultimate weatherman. That's him. And you know what? Nobody's talking about God. They're just talking about, hey, you got to evacuate, how horrible it is. Let's get government money rolling there to take care of the people. It's a natural disaster. It's an emergency. It's this, it's that. But who's mentioning God? And a return to God Almighty, the ultimate weatherman, and an obedience to his commandments. If we do that, then things would be a lot better. I'm not saying this life would not be a test or a challenge. It is, and that's why we're here. But this idea that you never mention God when it comes to the weather, go read your Bible for a while, folks, and come on back and let's talk about it, shall we? All right, Nancy Pelosi's comments on Joe Biden's age backfired spectacularly. We talked about that. Donald Trump announces action to totally obliterate the deep state. He said, I was going to get rid of the education department. That's Bob Unruh, WND.com. Trump has promised in a campaign speech that if elected in 2024, he'd get rid of the education department. Wow. We've heard that from the Republicans forever. Donald, why don't you go ahead and tell us a ton of other departments you're willing to shut down, like the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the CDC and the FCC and the CIA and the FBI. And, buddy, you could create all constitutional government programs or unconstitutional government programs that you could just shut right on down, right? The majority of Trump voters now favor seceding from the union. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. It's a huge story for sure. Now, Ron DeSantis joins Donald Trump in declaring that defending Ukraine from Russia was not of vital interest for the United States. Now, look, Ron's jettisoning the foreign policy of the Republicans that's been hawkish forever. I agree with Ron. I agree with Don. Now, some are saying, be very careful, Ron, because when you talk about domestic disputes, you know, Mexico claims that, hey, the southwest part of the United States is Mexico. So be really careful there, Ron. Some are saying his presidential campaign because of the snafu is finished, over. I disagree. We need a humble foreign policy. The land that we have, the southwest United States, is not Mexico's. And just because you want to stay out of foreign entanglements, don't let that backfire and be foolish enough to believe we have to be in a constant state of war, or else somehow you're in the wrong or you can't be right on foreign policy. George Washington had recommended, the founding fathers recommended, a humble foreign policy. When we stay out of foreign entanglements, it is good, not bad. Don't be deceived. Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis, by the way, their combined support makes up more than 75% of voters in the latest poll. They're now all aligned on Ukraine. That's interesting, right? That was hour one with James Edwards. Hour two, Joe Biden decides and defines what is sinful and what is cruel. Biden claims he's a Catholic, but he couldn't be further from it, folks. But Joe Biden literally attacked Florida and Florida's medical boards, who voted to ban puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and gender-affirming surgeries on children last November. But now Joe's talking about it. He says it's sinful, evil, it's wrong. But folks, science says there's male and female. Try XY if you want to look at the DNA discussions, right? Joe Biden in this case is just completely out in the weeds, turning his back on God, promoting perversions against God's law. Male and female created them, said the Bible. Joe, did you forget about that? And all scientific evidence is being thrown to the wind. Okay, hundreds. You can watch hundreds of young people regret gender transition surgeries and are now seeking reversals. Daily Wire has videos on this whole thing, folks. Joe is crazy out in the weeds. Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy claims last week we had a huge week, and he talks about all that he's done. I don't see really any efforts by McCarthy to get anything done productive, folks. I really don't. No offense. But I'll give you one quick example. Congress supposedly unites on punishing the Communist Chinese Party for organ harvesting. You say, well, that's good, isn't it, Sam? Well, kind of. Well, define good. Yes, we want to get rid of organ harvesting. Yes, it's evil and wrong. It's satanic when governments or anybody does those kind of things. But right here in the United States, there's court cases led by Matthew Staver of Liberty Counsel where undercover folks have exposed Planned Parenthood in bed with the United States, not only organ harvesting from aborted live babies, but selling those organs, right? Selling those organs, ladies and gentlemen. And if we're going to go after the Communist Chinese Party for doing it, why aren't we going after the United States leaders and government for doing it, Kevin? Now, the guy that the gal that went undercover to expose all this fraud by Planned Parenthood and our government, she is being threatened with jail. Not the criminals who she exposed. She's being threatened with jail. Go check it out, Matthew Staver, Liberty Counsel, with all the details. But what the heck's going on there, Kevin? So you're just going to go ahead and look at it overseas with the bad guys, the communist Chinese, but ignore it in your own backyard, buddy? Meanwhile, we're going to continue funding Planned Parenthood, right? The murder abortion mills. See, Kevin, I don't know what you're thinking, my friend, but come on, let's clean our own house before we look overseas, shall we? Joe Biden continues to reinforce background checks for gun buyers, unconstitutionally, I might add, through executive fiat because he knows he can't get it through Congress. We also talked about Hunter's shady banking transactions finally released to Congress. I appreciate that, but folks, we've known about Hunter's criminal activity for literally 6 years now. And what's the House going to do? Decide to investigate and look into it now? 6 years later? Kevin, you need to be arresting people by now, brother. You need to, I mean, come on now. Eldon Stahl with us, field coordinator for the John Birch Society, well known around these parts as a freedom-fighting patriot. JBS.org, thenewamerican.com. Eldon, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be here.
All right. That's a recap of one day of Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. Any comments? Any thoughts?
Well, it was kind of nice to see Ron DeSantis come out and say, you know, boy, this thing with Ukraine, it's not something that we want to really get involved in.
Amen. I think you're spot on, and I think that Ron DeSantis is right, and you're right to focus on that and highlight that. They're attacking Ron, though, and saying, man, you blew it now, buddy. Remember, Mexico used to be part of the United States. If you're not careful, Raza or La Raza or whatever they call those things, you know, hey, the Mexican or the United States Southwest is part of Mexico, return the land discussions. We don't need to fall into those lies on the altar of a humble foreign policy. They're psychotic. There's a complete difference there in how we obtain land versus the abuses of others. Nevertheless, foreign entanglements is the discussion, not yesteryear in America, right?
Yeah. People, of course, like to distract the problem and all that. Well, okay, let's deal with our own issues and not get involved in other people's issues. We got enough problems of our own at the very least.
Now, if there's wrongs about America and Mexico, hey, we can look forward with solutions. I get it. That has nothing to do with engaging in and provoking other nations around the world. That is the quintessential point.
Right.
All right, hang tight. We got an Honest Money report coming up. We got a guest second hour. It's all happening with Eldon Stahl, field coordinator for the John Birch Society. JBS.org, thenewamerican.com,
as you are
on your
aware,
radio.
America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Call for Civility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl, Brian Russ, Kelly Finnegan all on your radio. Brian, welcome, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Minister Finnegan, the same to you, brother. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
All right. Let's start with the Honest Money Report. Brian. Dr. Honest Money is this guy's name, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, what's gold looking like?
1,927.6.
1927 what?
1927.6, 60 cents.
60 cents, got it, okay. Silver?
Silver, 21.94.
Things are up a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, it's up a little bit. I mean, nowhere where it would be if the markets were allowed to just, yeah, I mean, it's actually pathetic if you ask me. I mean, if it moves a dollar, okay, wow. We've been $50. We've been $50 before in silver, and we're 10 times worse when it was.
So what you're telling me, silver is an incredible, incredible investment right now, ladies and gentlemen, is what Brian's really saying to you, right, sir?
Well, yeah, and people are flocking to get metal based on these banks and so on. I mean, it's peace of mind, isn't it? If you have something tucked away and there's havoc going on around you, peace of mind is the fact of, well, I don't got to go stand in the line, or I don't have to do this. I have value here that I can actually trade, I can use, I can, you know, it gives me that peace of mind instead of the panic mode. What am I going to do? I've just lost all my, you know, these banks are starting to fail. I can't get into the bank. It's locked. It's closed. I'm in a line. And like we start to see in these other third world countries, and that's kind of, you know, that panic mode, especially, you know, people working hard, those middle class people that are, you know, working hard to pay tremendous amount of debt because it's all piled upon them. But keep paying more because we got to take care of all these people coming across the border, or we got the poor and the rich don't care.
Yeah,
they
got to send a gazillion dollars to the Ukraine there, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
Money we flat out don't have is the problem. Gold, $1,927.60, just under $2,000. Silver, what? $21.09, right?
$21.94.
Oh, 94. What the heck? How come I didn't write that correctly?
That's all right.
All right. 94 cents. Kelly, what do you say to this?
Well, it's just crazy with what's been going on this week with the bailouts that aren't bailouts and banks failing. And it's like Brian says, it's amazing these metals aren't higher, but people, it's amazing at Brian's shop, you know, people are, it's nonstop business. And both ways, people that need to sell because they need money and people that are getting prepared.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got Eldon Stahl with me as well. Eldon, what do you say to this? It changes a dollar, and people think, oh, man, gold and silver, they're down. To me, they're a tremendous buy right now, though, for your stability portfolio, if you will. Eldon?
Yeah, well, the thing with gold and silver is, you know, they do have intrinsic value. It's not like paper, which the government says, you know, it has value because we've said it has value. you know, it'll go up and down, of course, but that's denominated in those paper dollars anyway. So it's kind of, you know, doesn't really tell you the whole story when you say, oh, well, it went up or went down, what have you. It still represents, you know, a intrinsic worth of, a certain amount of work had to be done to produce that metal and put it in a coin form and all this stuff.
Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's spot on. You know, I want to talk about the penny. The bizarre truth about the copper penny. Pennies used to be copper. How much is a copper penny worth now, Brian?
Oh, what is a copper penny worth? 4 or 5 cents? Maybe, I think I'd have to look that up. I can't remember now what the.
Yeah, do you have that, Kelly, at all?
No, a bronze cent, it's like 2.5 cents or something. They're much more than that. That's why they make them out of zinc.
I find that interesting. People are saying if you invest in the copper penny, that's a great solution now. Now, I'm more of a silver guy myself, personally. But what's fascinating is remember, our money used to be real metals. They used to be more valuable than they are now, right? The official American penny was a 1 cent piece, right? But they used to be like as big as a half dollar, right?
Yeah, just under. That's right.
100% copper in 1793, people. Benjamin Franklin, they say in 1787, designed the first penny, known as the, I think it's called the Fujio. Anyway, it said mind your business on it. Yeah, kind of interesting. I just kind of think people are saying, hey, if I invest in these copper pieces now, there's so much copper in the big old half-dollar size ones. I wonder how much they'd really be worth, Brian. What's an ounce of copper worth right now?
They're selling for a couple bucks.
Yeah, so that's kind of the interesting twist on this thing is, what is a copper penny? The bizarre truth about the copper penny, it all depends on when you look at the copper penny. Modern-day copper pennies might be worth 2.5 cents, but they're not even all the way copper. But the old pennies were huge, Brian.
Yeah, they were big. Hey, Kelly, what the Campbell soup theory there? Why don't you shoot that up?
I saw Mike Malone brought this up, that a can of Campbell's tomato soup used to be 10 cents. You could get 10 for a dollar. And it was that way when they came out in like 1887 until Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. You could get a can of tomato soup for a dime. And now they're like $1.60, up 16 times what they were. So again, it's like the Big Mac thing and everything. So they played around with the money, you know. And so for a dime now, a silver dime, you could still get a can of Campbell's soup. The silver's held its value.
Wow. How much is a silver dime right now? I think it's even worth more than a can of soup.
Oh, it's over $2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can buy a can of soup, pay the tax, and have a bunch of money left over, buddy.
That's right.
You can even get chicken noodle soup now.
That's right.
Whoa. Man, what do you think of that, Eldon? That's an interesting comparison, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've used the analogy many times about the ounce of gold buying a suit, but, you know, the can of soup, that seems to put it more in... Maybe with the average person, because everybody's got to eat. Not everybody's buying a suit. And so that really puts it in real terms, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially if you're so broke, all you can buy is a can of soup. Now, due to the inflation, what's a can of soup going to cost in a little bit there, Kelly?
Yeah, who knows? If you can get it.
Yeah, it's
I kind of find this interesting, Brian.
It's interesting that this fiat money that they're creating and are you know, asking us to buy into, it's like this has value because we say it has value, and yet we look at that and that value, there is no value. It's not backed. You know, there's no intrinsic value. It's not backed by anything. And but they because our elitists are, you know, the men at the top, they keep saying, well, it has value, and you just have to believe it, and so on, and then you start looking at what kind of value. Well, there's value. I got to pay tax on that money. I mean, I think we're paying $1 billion worth of interest on that money to print. Well, that's funny. It's not backed by anything. You're printing, you know, and now you're charging me some kind of a tax because you can print it and put it out here for us to spend because you're saying it has value, but. You look at that silver dime or that silver dollar or, you know, a silver quarter buys me a gallon of gas. And so what does have real value? I mean, we can see it, but you're telling me this paper over here is really, it has value. And I think most people are saying it doesn't. And you don't seem to care because you're up there printing as much as you want. Let's send billions of dollars to Ukraine. Let's do this. We can't even take care of our own people, you know, but we're going to send all this money out to all these other. It's ridiculous, you know, this whole system, and it's going to collapse.
Well, I'm just thinking, ladies and gentlemen, if it's okay to give somebody a printing press, why not give me one?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Has that proven over my 55 years I'm a responsible guy, Kelly?
You can get one. It's just called fraud, you know.
I know, but I don't want to go to prison.
If government does it, it's
I want
like
copper pennies, not metal.
Brighty on Radio and brightyonradio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighty on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit brightyonmetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit brightyonmetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTB at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
And save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl, Brian Rust, and Kelly Finnegan. Man, the round table just got kind of square, didn't it? Four people. All right. Now we use the big old round table, ladies and gentlemen, like the knights of the round table, to tell the tale of truth everywhere we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. We're talking about the bizarre truth about the copper penny. You can get rich on one of those dudes, man. I'm telling you right now, if you have an old penny, it can be worth a lot of money. Paid time off is not part of a worker's salary. U.S. court just rules. Now, what do you think of that, Brian?
Sorry, say that again. I was reading this other stuff.
Paid time off.
Tell me that again. Yeah.
Is not part of a worker's salary. Now, U.S. court rules.
Oh. So if you're not there, you don't get paid? Is that what we're saying?
No. You can get paid if you're not there, you see. And it doesn't count as your money.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow.
What do you think of that, Kelly?
Is that, yeah.
Well, they also said that if you aren't up to their spec, then they can take it away from you without penalty because it's not salary.
Yeah, so. And that's the point I want to focus on. See, here's the deal. So in your pay package or whatever you want to call it, benefits along in it, then you get this what's called PTO or paid time off deal, and you can accrue that stuff. The problem is if you accrue that stuff and you think you got it, then usually there's a payout if you leave the company sometimes. They'll pay you. And or you can take that paid time off or you can. But a company now can literally say, you know what, Kelly, you, my friend, aren't really performing up to spec, my friend. You've just kind of been derelict in your duty, man. You've been kind of showing up late. And you know what? Your PTO's gone, dude. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to me, this is a disaster. Because we're going down the wrong road. If you're going to pitch that as part of someone's, quote, salary package or a benefit of working there, what if I give you a lot of time off to make sure that I don't go overtime or that I don't, but then you don't, your PTO isn't really rewarded. I kind of pull it from you. Psych. What do you say to that, Kelly? I think this is a bad road to go down.
Oh, this has happened before. My grandpa had his pension taken away from him 2 years before he was supposed to retire. Because of something. So this is going back to the old ways. I'm sure this will be, I don't know if this was a Supreme Court decision or just in a state court or what, but yeah, the labor unions are going to have a hissy fit over this.
Yeah, it's very strange in my opinion. We're making employers stronger. As we create all kinds of laws and rules regarding the gig economy, so people have to, have all these, you know, overtime plans supposedly to protect the employee. But this is a huge, in my opinion, attack on an employee, because if you're going to give me a lot of time off to prevent me from overtime, you know, Sam, you're going to go home every Friday now because we have a cap at 36 hours or whatever we deem full time these days. And you know what? We're not going to let you go over that. We're going to keep you under. We're going to keep you under even part-time so that you don't go full-time and or so you don't get any overtime wages of any kind. And then I'm going to eventually say, you know, I mean, I don't think you've been really performing the way you ought to, or you had a glitch here or there. Now we're going to yank this away from you. This seems to me like we're going the wrong direction. And you'd say, well, Sam, aren't employers flexible to do everything they want to do? Yeah, but not with all the current rules in place. Okay, if you want to get rid of all the rules and let employers and employees work it out, free association, I'm fine with that. But with all the current regulations about overtime and all this other stuff, then to do this seems like it flies in the face of all that. So the problem is that it's becoming like the tax code. You can't figure it out, Eldon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing with the tax code, too, isn't it? And it's used, the tax code is used as a big stick for social engineering of getting people to do what you think is ideal in a society and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this is a kind of a similar type of thing with employer relations rules and all that. So it really ends up being, when you go down the road of socialism, then you have, all kinds of problems that, negative side effects that the people didn't tell you about, like with the COVID shots, right?
Amen to that. And my issue with this, Kelly, or Brian, is this.
Yeah.
Why do we let the courts decide all these things? Why not just let the free market decide and let me contractually decide with my employer how the landscape's going to be? But when I go into a contract to get employed, just say, if I work for you, Brian, the government's going to decide 90% of the employment agreement between the two of us. And in some ways they protect me and rip off you as the employer, meaning that, hey, there should be no overtime mandate. If I want to work 45 hours and you agree to pay me for 45 hours, there's no reason there should be a doubling of pay or whatever for the extra 5 hours based on a government-defined 40-hour work week and so on and so on and so forth. Or, hey, I can have insurance, but that doesn't count against my salary, or I can do this and that. There's all kinds of manipulated ways. Why don't they just leave it to the free market? Why don't we decide, me and Brian, rather than the government? And that's the problem that I'm having with this whole thing, Brian.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. And I think it's, you know, the thing I look at here is they change the rules. So they want to have the control. They don't want to leave it up to us, but they want to have control because then they can change the rules. And we've seen that in a number of things across the board here over the last
of 10, 50 years. I mean, when it doesn't meet their expectation, they tend to change the rules. Like, you know, it's COVID shots and all these things, and you need masks, you don't need masks, we're going to change it here, whatever, or other things that they've done the same thing. They just change it midway just to fit their, you know, unemployment. Oh well, we're going to change. We're not going to count these people here. We're going to change the rules. And it seems like they flip flop all the time. And this gives them, I guess, the ability to do that, which is pathetic. How about get out of the way and let us figure this out? And that's one of the biggest problems.
Well, and I think we should be able to let people be able to decide, you know, my employment,
right,
may be different from your, situation. And why can't we just negotiate whatever contractual reality? We're both, you know, free adults.
Yes.
Can choose as we want to. Why, Kelly, what do you say?
Well, I was going to say employers love this because they can say, see, this wasn't my decision. This was the court. It's out of my hands. I have no control over this.
Right.
So it's all about culpability. They like that they they're blameless in this. Even though they're the ones that I'm sure pushed for it, then they can fall back and say, well, the court did it, not me.
Eldon, I've got a problem with this whole relationship defined by government.
Well, you know, the thing to consider in all of this is, you know, when you have a frequent changing of rules, that brings an instability into the economy. And so, you know, it's hard to know, it's hard to plan, and then people are less likely to invest and spend. It's, of course, greatly magnified if you have something like a constitutional convention type of thing going on. People have no idea what's going to happen with the economy.
And that's one of the big problems, and part of the reason that we've got the hesitancy in the markets that we have right now is not only is inflation belligerent and out of control, but people don't know. Are banks going to melt down and fail right now? Kelly, we've got, what, one, two coming on, the two biggest failures after WaMu in 08. And now people are saying, oh, my gosh, here it comes.
Yeah, and yet now, you know, the government's come out and said they're going to bail out not the banks, but the account holders. Well, where do you draw the line on that then? You know, it went from 100,000 to 250,000. Now it's infinity. And that's the reason people are like, I can make stupid mistakes and stupid decisions, and the government will bail me out. Yeah, we'll see what happens to the dollar when they do that.
Brian?
Well, I think this, you know, that's one thing that I would have to say maybe this younger generation likes. They like the fact of, hey, I have no accountability. Shoot, I have no accountability. Whatever I do, whatever I want to do, da da da, and things are just going to be fine. Instead of, you know, people in my generation and so on are trying to prepare and fall back for hard times because they've seen this. You know, my parents and so on, and the depression, all these things that have happened. But this younger generation, they've had no hardships in their lives at all, really. And so now, here's a bank. Oh, this bank, we'll be all right. You know, we're going to make it. They say we're going to be okay and everything's going to be fine. And that's basically what it is. That's what Satan says, too. Everything's fine until he leads you down to hell.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one guy I loved him. I used to say, we're frickin' doomed. All the time, and yeah, with the fiat, we're frickin' doomed.
All right, you got the Silicon Valley Bank that failed, right? I got a question about this bank failure. And an interesting little tidbit I found in a mainstream press news article. I'll tell you about it when we come back and get your take. We'll do it in seconds on Liberty. Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the deets. You ready? The bank failures are beginning once again. It's tragic, but there you have it. So let's talk about Silicon Valley Bank. What is it? SVB is what they call the thing. Committed over $73 million to Black Lives Matter, BLM, and other, quote, social justice causes before it collapsed. Online records now show a database maintained by the Claremont Institute, that's a conservative think tank, shows that the bank pledged $73 million plus to BLM and related causes. Kelly?
Go woke, go broke.
Say. Amen to that reality check. Eldon, what do you say to this?
Maybe it's good that the money didn't get there, but boy, Black Lives Matter, that group, it seems like every day there's some new scandal. You know, it's just this, I don't know if you call it a money laundering scheme, but you know, the money's going to places that people thought, wait, aren't we for equality and justice? And all of a sudden, these people are getting rich off of this.
Well, and it turns out Barney Frank, the whacked out, you know, extreme leader in Congress of yesteryear, he helped create the Frank Dodd Act or whatever else, and that's primarily responsible for the new bailout fund for a lot of this kind of stuff. And he made over $1 million. Because he sat on the board, Brian.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, that's nice, isn't it? You know, if you're connected in the right spot. Seems like, what was it years past that these major companies that went bankrupt and failed, it seemed like their CEO was always paid, I don't know, millions of dollars to do such a great job, and yet they just...
Yeah, the company melts down, you get a golden parachute, huh, Brian?
That's right. So, what? Right's wrong. Wrong's right. Isn't that kind of the whole theory behind all that? It's kind of, you know. I
think we need to put Kelly on some boards. Then he could bring in some cash for all of us. He could just share the wealth and sit on boards. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, you know, I was just reading last night about the whole Transcontinental Railroad and Ulysses Grant's administration and how this corruption stuff is not new. It'd been happening back then. And maybe even worse back then. But now at least it's coming to light to everybody and much quicker with the internet. And that's why people are trying to stamp it down, because they don't want the people to know how bad it is. But I think it's been as bad, if not worse, before. It's just now we're hearing about it. And, you know, pretty soon it's hopefully they nip it in the bud. But people will keep finding a way to screw their brothers and sisters.
Yeah, we kind of stand against that on this program, Eldon. We're not really for that plan. We kind of believe we should treat each other like God's children and be kind and considerate and respectful and honest in our dealings and such like that. See how racist
yeah.
and evil we are?
Yep, I agree. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. It's, boy, we're just evil. Yeah. Just want to, you know, I was reading something the other day. Is actually, it's a new book that JB has put out on private property, and said, you know, the whole basis of socialism is violation of the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. And that's kind of where we are. People are full of covetousness.
Amen to that reality check. You know, a buddy of mine, Michael Badnarik, he ran for Libertarian Party president and all that kind of stuff. It's the late Michael Badnarik now, but he always used to have a saying that I love and I repeat a lot. It just goes like this, man. You want the Ten Commandments of God. You want the real rules to normal, civilized, respectful society. It just goes like this, Brian. Hey, man, don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff.
That's right. Right.
Just that's all. Just don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's Kelly, it. That's pretty simple, right?
Well, unfortunately, we glamorize people that, you know, get it by hook or by crook. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're talented or have abilities or not. It's if you're famous and you're an influencer, then, you know, then we want you, you know. And like they say, that's why school teachers, that they have to have fundraising to pay teachers, you know, but not to buy missiles for the Air Force.
Good point. All right, so the second bank that fell after the Silicon Valley Bank is called Signature Bank, and now they're reporting that its demise occurred. You want to know why, Brian?
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency, and it fell 2 days after California-based Silicon Valley Bank, sir.
No. Are you sure?
Yes, positive. That's what's going down, bro.
Hey, what was your saying? Don't dip your toe in
the crypto. You're darn right. That's why I tell people that, man. Your banks are going to fail if you do that kind of garbage. It's fake money, too, guys. I don't care if it's digital and it sounds like it's the new fancy thing that can get you out of government or whatever, and there's a blockchain so you can, there's no way there's fraud and it's all transparent and everything else. Those are big old lies, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's as fiat as the rest of it, Kelly.
Well, you know, man, before Silicon Valley Bank, there was Silvergate Bank that went down. So there have been three, and maybe they all start with the letter S. I don't know. But the one thing they all had in common besides all starting with the letter S is they all messed around with the new technology and crypto stuff. And then the government finally tightened everything up enough that things are starting to break. So they know.
And now your government wants to get into crypto.
Oh, yeah. That's what they did. They took over Signature Bank. They just took it right over. And so now the government's in the banking business, just like they own the government motors company. You know, they used to be called General Motors. Government
there
still owns that.
Now, J.P. Morgan Chase is kind of having some blips as a result of this. But who's the biggest banking cartel on the planet? What's that guy's name? Jamie Dimon's the leader of who?
Well, in HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, they were involved in the opium wars, you know. Banks have always been laundering money forever, you know. And now they're coming out with what's going on with Credit Suisse and everything. And the Saudis are the biggest investor, and they don't want that now. It's just if you really dug in super deep, you would be just have to go take two or three showers.
It's the smoke and mirrors, huh? Is that what it is? We can.
Yes.
Bitcoin's out there, but you can't see it. So if it reflects from that mirror to that mirror, smoke and mirror, you can't really see it's there. And, you know, we're printing this money out of thin air, and it's tremendous. Well, you mentioned something here, Kelly, a minute ago, and not really tied to that, but railway, those, you know, the railroad and so on. But didn't Buffett buy a railroad? There's the ultimate hard asset is the railroad, which You know, it's a hard asset. You're moving the tracks, the switches, signals. You're moving them, you know, money down the line and so on. Now, most of us can't afford to buy the whole railway, but we can afford gold. Someone, you know, said a smaller investor can get into some gold. So, I don't know. I kind of brought it back to that railroad story. I know Buffett in 08, 09,
yeah,
something about a railroad.
Union Pacific.
Yeah. That was the ultimate hard asset, huh?
Yep, iron.
Wow.
Sorry, went a different way on that, but
no, you're exactly right though. Who bought the assets of Silicon Valley Bank? Goldman Sachs.
There you go.
Okay. So here's what's interesting. Goldman Sachs was supposedly helping them stay on their feet, but they couldn't stop the bleeding, and so they ended up taking it over. My question, though, isn't that a massive conflict of interest? I'm going to help try to save you. But if I can't save you, I'm going to take you over, buddy. Are you comfortable with that conflict of interest, Kelly?
Well, that's what happened with Lehman Brothers. You know, they were taken. Or Bear Stearns, sorry. Lehman Brothers totally went under. But Bear Stearns was taken over by somebody, but totally devalued and everything worthless. So, yeah, it's like, hey, you know, that's why you never try to save a drowning man. You know, they'll put you under the water to save themselves. And that's exactly what's going on, you know.
I just find a massive, massive conflict of interest, though. Headline, basically, for this says Goldman Sachs eyes a big payout from Silicon Valley Bank deal. And I say, can you say conflict of interest?
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at these big institutions, these Goldman Sachs, these big banking institutions. They're fine. They're just doing such an honest job in all that they are trying to accomplish. But yet, why are they paying hundreds of millions of dollars in illegal?